And we do love our callers. You can call us at 928-9228. And we've got a caller on the line. Oh, please turn your radio down.
Good morning.
Good morning. We do love that you listen loud, though.
Crank it up. Go. What do you have?
Okay. Are you on?
Yes, we are. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, good. I've got a Toro time cutter.
Okay.
It's a 50-inch deck with a Kawasaki 23-horsepower Kawasaki motor. It's been built up. And I'm in the Faroes. And I just bumped his friend to the boat. I don't need time cutter anymore. So give me a call if you're interested in it. Give me a call at 348-9378, please.
Okay, your phone's cutting in and out. Can you say that again? I know you got a Toro time cutter. 42-inch cut, is that right?
50.
Okay.
50-inch deck. With the Kawasaki motor, 23 horsepower. And the, it's in really good condition. I bought a Kubota tractor, so I don't need this Toro time cutter anymore.
Okay.
It's got new drive belts. It's got brand new blade, brand new lot of extras on it, but I can't think of other place. A lot of the spindles are brand new last year, so my number is 348-9378 if somebody wants to call and talk to me about it.
Okay. All right, that big old Toro time cutter, 50-inch deck, 23-horsepower motor. That'll cut a lot, yeah. 348-9378.
No, 348-9378.
9378.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, partner. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, the Toro time cutter, 348-9378.
All right, call if you've got something you want to sell with the Swap Shop, 928-9228.
Now, see, I would love to have, I've always wanted one of those big lawnmowers to mow my grass with.
It's a man thing.
Yeah, I love cutting my grass. I do. Yeah. But I've got a little postage stamp size front yard.
Think how quickly you can get it done.
Two passes.
Like,
one of these.
Done.
Whoop, I'm done. Yeah, I'm a man.
I'm so exhausted. I'm so exhausted from mowing the lawn. I would be mowing the whole block, though. I told my wife, I said, because we got a fairly large lawn in the front now.
Uh-huh.
And she had a push mower, right, which didn't have the wheels on it. It didn't, it wouldn't pull you along.
Push mower with no wheels?
Well, it didn't have the motor to...
Oh, it's not self-propelled.
Self-propelled. Yeah, that was what I was thinking of. Thank you. And she's like, well, no, I'll just do it this way. I'm like, trust me, you get a self-propelled one, you're going to love it. And then I got it, and she's like... This is amazing. I'm like, yeah, imagine now if you could ride on it. And she's like, no, we're not doing a riding lawnmower. I said, I would mow the whole neighborhood if we could get me a riding lawnmower. I'd be that guy out there with headphones on. Just
headphones and a beer.
That's
there you
go. I'll strap a cooler onto the side. And I'm like, do-do-do-do-do. Now, at the beginning of the day, the lines would be perfect. But, we got halfway down the block. I can't guarantee anything. She's like, no.
So well, that means that the next day you have to go out. And do it again to
and
fix
do
it.
Again.
Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to that. Now, we didn't have, growing up as a kid, we had a old school riding lawnmower, but we had a tractor because I grew up on a ranch.
Right.
So
yeah.
I learned how to ride a tractor.
Okay.
A big red tractor with a bucket up in the front and forks, and I could lift things and man stuff.
Okay.
Man stuff.
Tractor. Okay.
Yeah. Tractor. Big old tractor.
Okay.
Yeah. We raised horses and we had pigs and chickens. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
We raised all sorts of stuff. We did a weird thing, and I don't know why we did it this way, but I guess it made sense. We had three families, and one year the one family raised a pig, and we raised chickens, and another family raised a cow.
Sure.
And we just swapped, right? And everybody got a third
of each brood,
thing.
Yeah.
So we had like 100 white chickens that we then... took care of, dispatched, and cooked up.
Serviced.
We serviced the chickens. And it was my job and my brother's job to catch said chickens.
Really?
Yes. And it was an assembly line. It was very impressive in hindsight. You know, at the time, you're like, well, this is fun because we got to go catch chickens. But my grandparents were living with us at the time. And so they dug a big hole and put a fire in it, got a fire going with a giant pot, like a big round pot of water on top of it.
Yeah, you know? Throw a couple of kids in it. And you're good.
You could, you know, take baths in it. And then my mom and my grandmother were in the kitchen. So my brother and I, we had sticks with like little wire hooks on the end. We'd go catch the chickens. We'd take them over and dispatch of them with said hatchet.
Uh-huh.
And then let them do what they do after that is
done.
I don't want, if you're listening, you probably know what I'm talking about. But if not, they tend to bounce around quite a bit after they've lost their minds.
Running around like a chicken with his head cut
exactly.
off.
Yeah, they flop
it's
and bounce.
Almost like it's a saying.
And then Dad and Grandpa would take them and dip them in the boiling water.
Okay.
And then pluck all the feathers off. That's what the boiling water did, was loosened up the feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would do that, and then they had like a little hand torch, and they'd get all the little pin feathers off, and then they'd put them on a tray, and they'd take them in, and my mom and my grandmother would cut them all up, put them in bags. It was a pretty impressive assembly line. And it took us all weekend to do 100 chickens or whatever it was.
Wow, okay.
And then the other people would go, they'd have their pigs slaughtered, and then we'd have the cattle slaughtered, and we'd all just swap meat. And so, and then the next year we had the pig. It was our job to do pigs.
Okay.
Now, we had a barn for the horses, and we had a pig stall. I don't know why we had a pig stall, but we did. And that was the worst job on the planet. Pigs are nasty.
It
was and guess who got to clean all the pig stuff up?
Okay.
Yes, my brother and I. That was fun.
And that's why you have kids on a farm.
Right, exactly. And now here's the problem, because we're teenagers, you know, 13, 12, 13, 14 years old.
Uh-huh.
Here's the problem. We had a lot of cats. We had a lot of animals. My mom was a mad animal lover. She named everything.
Uh-huh.
Right? So we had barn cats. We had a lot of barn cats. We must have had 30 barn cats around there, because mom fed everything that walked.
Right.
Anything that come up, mom would throw food at it so it would stay. Named every cat. Every cat had a name, right? So we get the pig. The little piglet, we get it, and we put it in there. Mom named it. Don't ever name a pig if you're going to eat it.
And no, don't name anything you're going to eat.
Right, it's a bad idea. So we were driving home one day, I remember, and there was a piglet running on the side of the road. We got out, my dad and I and my brother, and we were, my mom never laughed so hard in her entire life, the three of us trying to catch this
piglet. Trying to catch a pig, yeah.
We drove all around to the farms and said, did anybody lose a pig? Nobody lost a pig. We took it home. Now we had two pigs.
Okay.
We were only going to raise one. Now we had two.
Now
you
have
two. So you think cleaning one is up is bad. Cleaning two is even, you know, you can only imagine. So she named them both. One of them was named Jacques Crisco.
Okay.
Right, not Jacques Cousteau.
But Jacques Crisco.
Right.
Okay.
And I think the other one was like called, you know, Beer Belly or something. I forget what it was. But they both had names. And so then we had to have them dispatched as well. You know, the guy came out. And then, so now we had all this bacon and food and pork chops and all that stuff. Mom wouldn't eat it. So we had pounds in the freezer. We had two freezers of food downstairs in the basement of you know, chicken from the other family and then our pork. Mom wouldn't, she never ate pork again after that because she couldn't eat poor Jacques. So we had, my dad was so mad because like, we have all this food and now we can't eat it. She wouldn't cook it. She wouldn't touch it. It was all wrapped in the paper, you know, the white paper.
Yeah,
right?
The white butcher paper.
She couldn't touch it. She wouldn't eat the pork chops or the bacon or anything. We went to the store to buy bacon after that. And we had pounds of bacon in the basement, but she wouldn't eat it because it was poor Jacques.
Well, that's when you say, okay, I'm going to go over to my buddy's house. He's got a pig. I'm going to trade him his bacon to my house. And you load up the car and you drive around for 15, 20 minutes. And then you come back and say, oh, look, we made a trade.
We made a trade. Yeah, this isn't him anymore. No, mom's like, I know those packages. I know what's happening. So there's a little, you know, if you decide you're going to grow your own pigs, don't name them. Just don't name them.
Don't. Yeah.
I've got a garden in my house. I don't even name the plants. Like, I've got cucumbers and squash growing. I don't name them.
Well, speaking of which, if you're thinking about growing things that you might grow and then possibly smoke or do whatever, don't do it yourself. Contact a professional. Contact John MacArthur at Fairhope Hemp CBD because he is a licensed local grower of hemp. Right here in the Fairhope area, and he processes everything in the area and then sells it. It's all local. He's one of the few ones that does it. And John MacArthur at Fairhope Hemp CBD can find out what you need that can be helpful to you. There's a lot that is medicinal in hemp and CBD. So check out John. He's located at 505 Fairhope Avenue. And you can also call him. His number is 928-1910. He'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. And you can even check out his new Delta 9 products, which are more recreational in nature. So,
very well done.
So, yeah.
Another one, very well done. I'm growing cucumbers and squash and some jalapenos. I don't think I'm going to be lighting any of that on fire.
Okay.
If I don't have to. But I'm a little disappointed. I worked really, really hard to get these. I built planter boxes in the fall last year, and I was waiting all spring. I'm going to load these planter boxes up, and I'm like, any extra dirt, I'm putting it in there, and then I get it in there and I mix it all up, and I've got nutrients in there, and then we plant, right? And then you plant, and then it starts to, and you're waiting and you're watering, and now it's popping. Now everything's popping.
Yeah.
We just took our first jalapeno off our jalapeno thing. Our squash are coming in. The cucumbers, we planted way too many, by the way. If you're planting cucumbers, don't plant too many, because we did, and now they're taking over the entire planter box.
Yeah, cucumbers and zucchinis.
Yes.
If you think you need four, you're wrong. You need one.
You need one. Yeah. We will have been feeding the entire neighborhood cucumbers. But so now we are selling the house. We're moving to Gulf Shores. We put a bid in. They countered. We accepted the counter. So now we're listing the house, and now we got to sell. You know how that old rigmarole goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're thinking, all right, we got to pack. We got to get everything going. When are we moving? And all I keep thinking about is, I have agonized over this garden for the last like 5 months.
Uh-huh.
And now they're finally coming in. And by the time we leave, it's going to be a beautiful garden with all this food coming in. So you're welcome, people who buy the house.
Yeah.
Somebody else
is literally going to reap the benefits of your labor.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, I finally could grow something. Because, you know, as a single guy for a long time, you try and have plants.
Right.
I like planting like basil. I have a basil plant in the house just so I can always have fresh basil for when I cook.
I do that with aloe vera.
Right. Yes, you have an aloe plant. Mm-hmm. Or you can do chives. Chives are really easy, you know, and you always have chives for your salads or whatever. And so I thought, I'm going to go bigger this year. I'm going to try and do something a little more grandiose. We got beans. We got peas. The beans are probably 3 feet tall already, climbing
goodness.
Up this trellis that I built. I mean, I went all out, man. I'm telling you.
You did it right, yeah.
And now somebody's going to be eating my beans and eating my peas and my cucumbers. I'm so sad. And tomatoes. My tomato plants are just getting huge. And I'm like, Can we jack up the price of the house just for
the garden?
Just because you get fresh veggies, we're helping you with your groceries for a while.
Uh-huh.
So I'm so upset.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the house. We've got a great little house 6 minutes from the beach, you know, down the Gulf Shore. So we're excited about that. We're, you know, obviously crossing fingers because we still have to sign a bunch of things and things have to happen. But
One of the forms that you have to sign now is you have to state that you are not a terrorist.
What?
That's one of the forms.
That we're not a terrorist?
That you're not a terrorist.
What? What form is that?
It's a form you have to sign. I am not a terrorist. It's in the
state of Alabama. Is it an Alabama thing?
No,
or is it
it's a federal thing. Yeah.
I am not a terrorist.
I am not a terrorist.
Let me buy your house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Swap shop, hello. Donde está el caller?
It's a terrorist.
Ah, okay.
They were upset
because
we were talking about them.
Okay.
It's all right. Now, what if you are one? You just go, yep, I am. Then you can't buy the house?
Then you can't buy the house.
Well, that would just upset a terrorist, and who wants to do that? That's a horrible law. Horrible law.
Well, who's going to admit to being a terrorist?
Well, but I'm just saying, if you were one, I'd be like, I'm offended by that. What is this? This is like, you know, anti-terrorist thing? What is it? What's going on here?
Discriminating against terrorists.
Hello. Thank you very much. Yep. And then, again, who wants to make one mad? I don't want to make one mad. That's a bad idea. Bad call. Whoever made that call. Don't do that. All right? Okay. Good. As long as we got that cleared up. I'm pretty sure I can sign that one. I'm okay. I'm not a terrorist, but I'm a pretty decent gardener. So we can do that.
So, yeah, if you are looking to buy a home over in the Westmobile, which area is it?
It's Westmobile, off north of Theodore, Westmobile, Dawes area.
Okay, so 2-3 bedroom?
Four.
Four bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, four bedroom in Theodore Dawes area.
Four bedroom.
Has a great
2.5 bath, great yard. Mm-hmm. We plant, in a garden, thank you very much. Storage for a boat in the back. I mean, it's a big lot. It's right in the corner. It's on a corner lot.
Okay.
So it's a big lot.
So and we'll how be, do they get in touch with you?
We'll be posting that tomorrow.
Okay.
So look for your MLS will be locked up tomorrow.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Oh, and there's my realtor right there.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, so you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that hopefully is going to happen tomorrow. And look at my realtor's calling the request line. That's
yeah, there you
crazy.
Go. Good morning, Swap Shop. You are on the air.
I think I got cut off a while ago.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll start over. I have a piece of formica that's new, a piece for building, and it's of the top quality, and they can make me an offer. And I have a lawnmower and an edger that were not used very much, and I just have them gone over. And they're ready to use. I'd like to sell those. My phone number in Fairhope is 990-5122.
Okay, you got a piece of formica, a large piece of formica. Call and make an offer on that. You've also
if
got.
I can use it. I paid $200 for it.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a pen handy?
A pen handy?
Yeah, because I've got a phone number for you.
I can get one.
Okay, I've got somebody that has told me they were looking for an edger.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what? Let me get my scratch here.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I got it now.
Okay, their number is 205.
Right.
240.
Uh-huh.
5801.
Thank you. And that 205 is Birmingham.
Yeah, they live in Daphne.
They do.
But that's
very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're.
I'll call them.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Again, she's got that large piece of formica. From a builder, call and make an offer on that. It was originally $200, and she'll just take an offer on it. She's also got lawnmowers and an edger. Call 990-5122. That's 990-5122.
And if you've got a job, I could use one if you're down in Gulf Shores or Fairhope or Foley, somewhere in that area. 928-9228. So, yeah, why not? So,
okay.
I got to pay for a house now.
Yeah, figure out a way to pay for a house.
Figure out how to pay for a house.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're excited about it, though, so it's going to be fun.
So yeah,
I showed you a picture of it. It's cute.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful
it's
home
big,
down
big
there.
Big lot down there.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, 6 minutes from the beach.
You're going to love that.
Yeah, it's going to be. We're on the island itself, so it's over the bridge.
Okay.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. So
okay.
So we're excited about that.
Okay. Gulf Shores has a great school system.
Yep.
You've got how many kids in school?
Two.
Okay.
10 and 14, so they'll be happy to be down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's closer to some family, so it's going to be, we're kind of excited about it.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Until the first hurricane hits, then we'll be like, wait a minute, what were we thinking? What were we thinking moving down here?
So. Okay, well, I'll probably give you a call this fall. I do Gulf Shores football on Sunday 105 down there. So I may call you up on a Friday night and say, hey, Darren,
come do
football with me.
I will be more than happy to do
that. Because you want to be a
I want to be the stadium announcer.
Yeah, the stadium announcer.
I want to be there at the stadium with the – and I don't know if nowadays do they do everything where they're playing the music and they're doing all the stuff, with the – you're playing the
theme
do, songs.
They do, but they have a guy that does that.
Right.
But.
So then you just sit there and you're like, first down, number 53 – tackle, John Smith. I want to be that guy, and it just echoes through the John Smith. I want to be that guy. And if it doesn't echo, I can make my own echo.
Smith.
I come with my own sound effects. I'll be more than happy. Let's go. Let's do this. I think that would be fun. I think
okay.
That would be a lot of fun. I would get a kick out of that. I would spend my Friday nights, Saturday nights being stadium announcers, or even on an afternoon like high school baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I said, I would even do T-ball. Because I want little Tommy to come up to the plate, and I got like some Dr. Dre playing or,
okay.
Some Coolio or something. Now batting number 7, Billy Thompson. And Billy's like, that man's yelling at me, Daddy.
Yeah.
But I want to be that guy. That would be fun.
You're going to be that guy.
Yes.
Okay.
So if if you're doing it on Friday or Friday nights and you're doing football games,
yeah.
Yeah, I would love to come down to that.
Well, I've got one of the former coaches from from Gulf Shores High School, Donnie Spahn, baseball coach. He coached a state championship. He comes on and does it, but he often has family commitments for stuff, so I'm looking for an extra person to fill in
nights. You need a color
guy. Yeah, I need a color guy.
You got it.
So, yeah, I'll do the play-by-play, you do the color.
I'll do color all night. Let's go.
Yeah.
I like that. That'll be fun.
I'm doing color tonight. Tonight, it's blue.
Yeah.
Yay, blue.
Back to you, Mark. And you're like, I'm trying to eat a sandwich here, all right? I threw it to you for a reason.
Yeah.
I need you to talk a little bit more, Darren. Please, can you handle that? That would be great. Yeah, that would be fun.
All right,
that'd be how many how many games do you do down there?
We do 10 games.
Ten games a year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For
the high school.
For Fairhope.
Well, high school season is 10 games.
But you do it for Fairhope.
I do it for Gulf Shores.
Gulf Shores High School.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're down there every Friday then, unless they're traveling.
Unless you're traveling.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do 5 games down there, 5 games on the road.
Right.
Is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It's a blast.
Does it kick in? Like, when do you really get in, like, full-on football?
Last week of August, first week of September. It depends season to season. It's always just a little different.
Was last year? Because they didn't have – did they not have football last year?
They did have football last year.
They did. Okay.
They missed a game and then had a crazy week because we had a hurricane. You know, Hurricane Sally came in and canceled that game. And then Hurricane Zeta came in, But what was great about that is even though Gulf Shores was all torn up, I mean it was bad down there.
Yeah,
the city made it possible, got power, got the roads cleared, so that the game could be held on Wednesday, and following the Friday. And the stadium was packed on both sides.
Really?
Because people needed some normal.
Sure.
After the hurricane.
Yeah.
And this was a great way to just be normal for a night.
Right.
And some people still didn't have power by then. So they were...
We got lights.
We got electricity. Yay!
I can charge my cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of folks did that. You know, they had power plugs there so people could charge up cell phones and stuff. It was a really neat thing.
So that was the ringing endorsement. Now that I'm moving to Gulf Shores, that it was all torn up, that they've got it all. They got it back up pretty quickly.
I mean, they did a great job, but there was a lot to be done, and
sure.
And there will be a lot to be done for the next couple of years. So
yeah, there's still some, you know, looking at the house and looking at the houses down there, you can definitely drive through areas where you still see, you know, where there's some flood damage or flood marks and stuff like that. So that was one of the concerns we had to look at this house and make sure that we're not in a flood zone, and you know, but this, you know, we're excited about coming down there. So
I'll be more than happy to do.
Yeah, you know, and hopefully, you know, when I go to work. Eventually, it'll be somewhere. You know, it'll be in between there and here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'll work in Fairhope. I'll work in Foley. I'll work in Gulf Shore. I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me. So,
yeah.
You know, I'll be traveling up here, and then we've got the radio play that we're going to be doing. You know, with Bay Cities Improv.
So what are we looking at with Bay Cities Improv?
Bay Cities Improv.
What's the next play looking at?
It's a Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
Radio play.
Okay.
So it's an hour and a half long radio play, you know, where you get to help try and solve the murder and listening and pretending like it's, you know, old school radio where you're just listening to the characters and all the sound effects and all the music and everything like that is done live right there while we're performing. Mm-hmm. It's not pre-recorded. I mean, we have a Foley artist, which is what they call the sound effects people.
Right.
And he's there, like if there's shoes walking, he's got a pair of shoes and he, you know, puts it on the gravel or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got a door that he opens and closes for all the doors, you know, and locks and...
Yeah, that's practically a show all by itself.
Watching Pat, our Foley guy, do that is pretty fun. Because if you just sit back there and it's time, you know, where you're reading the script and then it says, you know, door closing or whatever. And then you hear the door close and he's just back there. He's reading the script and he's just like, oh, here's where the shoes are. Oh, here's where a doorbell goes. Oh, here's a... Yeah, he's so into doing it that it's almost like... you're right. It's its own show in and of itself, just watching him back behind us. Just really into what's happening and making sure the sound effects sound really great. And so we're going to start that up again, and we're looking for a mid-July, third Friday of the month is kind of what we're going to try and do. And we're going to try and do a radio play third Friday of every month.
Okay.
Right now, it's here at the Arts Center in Fairhope, right? Is that the Arts Center?
Yes, the Arts Center.
The Arts Center. But that might move. We might have our own venue eventually. We're trying to work on that. And then we're hoping to really get the podcast and the recording part of it up so we can actually play it on the radio. So you can be there and watch it happen, which is fun. You know, that's what we want you to do. Come buy tickets and come watch us do it live. And so you can kind of recreate what that felt like. Mm-hmm. And then play it back on the radio, you know, will be fun too. So,
yeah, because it's a radio play.
It is a radio play at the end of the day. So, yeah, you could play it here.
Okay. And good morning, Swap Shop. You are on the air.
Thank you, Miss Laurie. I have a riding lawnmower. Cub Cadet. Came from Home Depot, had it a couple of years, and I need to sell it. If someone would like to buy it, I'd give them a reasonable price on it.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. I got to see what my phone number is. Hang on.
Sure. You never call yourself, so you don't know what your own number is.
That's my phone number, Lord.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Let me call my phone.
Okay.
That's
okay. You got a Cub Cadet riding lawnmower. Call and make an offer on it. You know about what you're looking for?
I was looking for my phone number.
What's
my phone number?
I meant how much are you asking?
not much. Make me a good offer, but. Above $150 to $200.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Did you find your phone?
I didn't find it yet. I'm telling you, I had a stroke not too long ago, and I don't remember well. But anyway, I had my phone number sitting right here, but I can't find it. I've written it down. Kathy, you ain't got my phone number, baby. Kathy, what's your phone number? Phone number on your phone. She won't do it.
Come on, Kathy. We're waiting.
Kathy won't pull my phone number up on her phone. She calls me all the time, and I know she can do it. She just won't do it. She just don't want me to say anything. Okay, Miss Laura, I have to call you back tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be just fine.
I have my phone number, everything ready.
All right, sounds good.
Tell Kathy hi from us.
I'll put that lawnmower in good condition.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Appreciate it. I'm sorry I didn't have my phone number stuff ready.
That is more than okay.
But I can't remember very well. I used to be able to do that. That stroke kind of knocked me through a loop.
Don't you worry about that. You just call us back tomorrow. Everything will be fine.
I'll call you back tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, okay. Man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There we go.
Bye.
All right.
Okay.
What are you looking for? My phone.
Okay. It's been great having you in here, Darren.
Hey, you know what? I put him on tomorrow. Just have him come in and sit here with you tomorrow. Put him on the phone.
Yeah, that'd be
great. That's awesome. All right. Well, I'll be back at some point. I'll come and hang out with you.
It's been great having you in here. I appreciate you more than you know.
Yeah. I thank you for having me in. I appreciate it. It's fun.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us. Swap Shop is brought to you by these fine local businesses.
Fairhope Living Magazine, Hughes Funeral Home, Fairhope Hemp CBD, and Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope.
All right. And hope you all have a great day. Darren, it's wonderful to have you in here with me. This is Mark saying goodbye so long, and we'll keep listening. Here's Nicolette Larson, a lot of love.